what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk high school golf today on the Coach's Corner. Season's already two meets deep as far as league play is concerned, and right now we have a battle between the Carbon Dinos and the Richfield Wildcats at the top of the Region 12 standings. Following behind Grand and Emory, and then in last place Canyon View, you can get the complete Region 12 standings right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. The season will continue tomorrow. Both Carbon and Emory, as well as the other three Region 12 schools, will travel to Spanish Fork at the Oaks. Now, this meet will not count towards the league standings, but it does give the individuals an opportunity to get out and play some more golf. Joining us right now to talk about that and more, we have Carbon head coach Robbie Etzel. And coach, it is always great to get you on the show. I appreciate the time again today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always great to be on your show and talk about Carbon High Golf.
And coach, two meets already in the books. I know it's been very competitive between Carbon and Richfield. Right now, Richfield holding about a 12-stroke lead over Carbon. But both these meets have come down to the wire. We knew it would be a two-pony race, and it really hasn't disappointed. I know Richfield has the upper hand right now, but boy, there's been some great golf between these two teams.
You know what? There really has been. We've only had two region matches up till now. We played down in Cedar City, and then last week down at the track in Moab. Boys have been playing really, really well. They've been neck and neck with Richfield. The only thing that we've really been lacking is just a really solid fourth score to just kind of round out our team score a little bit.
With all that being said, Coach, we knew who would be number one and number two on this team. We thought anyways, right? And Bodie Salas has gotten off to a great start. I think that's a great place for us to kind of begin the conversation of the assessment of the team. Bodie has been lights out.
Bodie has been playing really consistently over the past couple weeks. You know, he's been shooting a couple under every match, hanging right around, you know, even par. A little bit better, a little bit worse, especially in his practice rounds. But for the most part, he's very consistent, very consistent. He's one of those kids, I've really just been waiting this season for him to come throw out a number that I know he can shoot. He's been shooting in the mid-60s at Carbon pretty consistently, so I'm hoping at our Carbon match he can really show the kids in the region what he's capable of doing. He plays extremely well at Richfield, and I know we have two more matches there that will count towards region standings. So he just needs a real breakout week where he can come shoot 4 or 5 under par, and he can definitely help, you know, the team chip away at the lead that Richfield has at this point.
If we talk about that number two spot, Coach, going back to the last meet, Darren Gardner, Kyler Clark, these two have been pretty much neck and neck as well. In order to compete with Richfield, where does that number two and number three spot really need to be on a week-in, week-out basis?
You know, Richfield, they don't falter when they show up at the tournaments. They just have 5 or 6 guys that are really well-rounded. So last week at Moab, you know, Keaton Anderson, he's a standout golfer for Richfield. He's their number one. He's been shooting really consistently, right around even par, shooting around a 72. And then their number two and number three, Pace Mullen and Jagan Mullen. They have, you know, 5 or 6 guys that are shooting single digits over par. So we just need to pick up, I know Darren and Kyler are both capable of shooting in the low 70s. That should help us pick up a few extra strokes. Like I said, we've just been neck and neck from about the 2 spot and the 3 spot compared to Richfield's team. We just what's really kind of hindering us from keeping from gaining the lead on Richfield is just having a low fourth score in the low 80s.
It's one of those regions where it's going to be highly competitive, especially up top. Coach, is the competition in region, does it make this team better? And I'm talking not necessarily Richfield, but the teams that are coming from behind. I mean, have you noticed the competition gap, and has it made the kids better, complacent? I mean, how would you assess that two meets in?
You know, when you talk team sports, especially with golf, like I said, you really need a well-rounded team. And when it comes to Canyon View and Emory,
They have a lot of interest. I know Emory's team has about 20-some-odd kids on the team, a lot of young kids, so they have a lot of interest. But you really need five or six guys that are very consistent and that are shooting in, you know, the mid-80s to low 80s to really round out your score. But overall, I think it makes the other teams in our region compete a little bit more, especially when we're traveling to these other courses. I think as a region, we play some of the best courses here in, you know, southeastern and central Utah. So we've been pretty lucky in that aspect. But I definitely think it pushes the other kids to compete a little bit more, especially where they're trying to, obviously everybody in our region is trying to get a spot at that state meet in October.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Robbie Etzel of the Carbon High School golf team. Coach, let's talk about the next course. It's not going to count towards region play. However, the individuals will have an opportunity to go out, get some work, and you guys go again to a fantastic course. You're going to be at the Oaks in Spanish Fork.
Absolutely. Yeah, we played a practice round there earlier in the week. Spanish Oaks is very tight, very narrow course, but it's always in great shape. The greens are rolling fantastic. They're doing a little bit of work on some of the holes on the front nine, which I don't think will affect any of the players. For the most part, it's in good a shape as the other courses that we've played so far this year. So I think it'll be a good opportunity for, you know, the top eight guys on my team to go up there and try to improve their standings on an individual basis within the region. So it'll be interesting to see where the scores come in, because like you were saying, Jordan, it's a neutral site. It's not the home course of Carbon or Richfield or Emory. So it's always interesting when you pull these kids off of a course that they're used to playing, that they're comfortable playing every year, to have to go somewhere and show up and shoot well at a course that nobody really has a home course advantage.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, does that give you a good gauge as to where you guys are sitting, maybe not only in a region standpoint, but maybe in a state standpoint, right? So taking a team that's as powerful as Richfield, going toe-to-toe with them on a course where you guys don't have a lot of experience, it seems like that would be a great gauge, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, after Spanish Fork, the team's really looking forward to traveling down to Richfield, because that's going to be kind of the standard of what the Carbon High boys are going to have to shoot with. Our Region 12 championship is going to be obviously down at Richfield's home course, which gives them a little bit of an advantage. But then they get the opportunity to play there twice for state as well. So our boys going into, not necessarily this week, but the week after when we travel down to Richfield, I'm interested to see how our boys shoot and how Richfield shoots, because that'll give us, kind of like you said, a good gauge going into October of where the boys need to be if they want to compete head-to-head against Richfield.
With that being said, Coach, has there been a change now that school is back in session? That's always kind of a different nuance. There for a while, you have the opportunity to compete and practice, and you don't have to worry about academics. Well, that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, just talking to the team, they're excited for the school year to start. A lot of the boys have been going and supporting Carbon High football, which is good with their home games. And with the mixture of, like you said, academics in there, it pulls the boys' attention away a little bit. But I know that the team realizes that they have the depth and they have the experience on the team, especially with four seniors being there last year, and all of them are shooting pretty well. I know they're still really focusing on their game and trying to get their scores down as low as possible, just on a consistent basis, just because, and I expressed this to them earlier in the year, you know, for the Carbon High team going into this season, this is probably one of our best opportunities, you know, as long as I've been coach, to compete and place, you know, really well at state and obviously within region.
Coach, let's look beyond this week, because I know that this one doesn't count towards region. So the schedule moving ahead for Carbon Golf, what does that look like? And is there an important date that you're looking at and saying, okay, this is one where we got to make sure we're on our A game?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been talking back and forth with
with our other coach, Riker Smith, and just kind of looking at the schedule. Obviously, the 31st, when we travel down to Richfield, will be kind of a make-or-break match for the kids. I would love to see them go head-to-head and match Richfield. I know it's going to be extremely tough for our boys to go down and beat Richfield at their home course. And then, obviously, traveling back to Carbon. Like I told you earlier, Bodie's been playing really well, but he hasn't thrown out a low score like I know he can. And I'm really hoping that he can kind of shine above the competition at our home match. And even in Richfield, I know he has the capacity to shoot a 66 or a 67 when we're traveling, and especially at home. And that will definitely help our team pick up some strokes that we're kind of lacking right now. Like you said, we're only back 12. So if we could travel down to Richfield, even if we only give up a few strokes, you know, to be within 15 coming into Carbon. And I'm really pushing the boys to travel over and play Emory's course as well. Their match is going to be on the 15th of September. And I think it probably gives the Carbon boys a good opportunity to pick up some strokes. I mean, a lot of people kind of just put Millside off to the side, and we don't worry so much about the Emory course. But I think that it's really going to come down to how many strokes the Carbon boys can pick up against Richfield going into Emory, because I think that's probably our best opportunity to pick up, you know, double digit, whether it's 10 strokes or 15 strokes. I'd like to be within, you know, 5 or 10 traveling back into Coview for our final match for region, because to pick up any more than that with only one match left would be difficult for the boys. So the next two matches at Richfield and Carbon, and then going into Emory as well, will be kind of make or break for the boys.
Well, Coach, it's always great to get you on. Always great to talk about the team and get an update on how the boys are doing. Best of luck tomorrow. Can't wait to catch up again real soon. Thank you, Coach.
Yep, thanks again, Jordan. We appreciate it.
Again, Carbon Coach Robbie Etzel taking out the time today to join us, talking some high school golf. Season continues tomorrow with an exhibition at the Oaks in Spanish Fork. We'll talk more golf tomorrow when those results come in. We're going to pause for just a moment. It is Wednesday, so we'll jump back into our weekly Major League Baseball talk. Former big league pitcher Bill Lasky will join us on the other side of the break. We're going to talk everything from San Diego, the Fernando Tatis saga, Albert Pujols chasing number 700, and Bryce Harper dominant in his first rehab start back. That's coming up when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.